Lagos. What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
All right, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Yes, just alive.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's a Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Friday.
Ooh. Friday.
Friday. It's a Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a fabulous man. What was that thing the rain did at the midnight?
It was scary.
I was so confused.
Like, I got up, walked around the house,
it
looked out the window.
The next thing.
The wind was just too much.
I'm like, who upsets this guy?
Well, it's about time,
but
anyway.
The rain looked really upset.
Was angry. Angry with us.
It was very windy, heavy wind.
Maybe, very windy.
Maybe it's upset about like the upcoming elections or something like that.
The election is still in 2023. In 2022.
No, if the rain starts getting upset now.
Please.
No, please, don't blow us away by then. Welcome to What's Up Lagos, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay. Lagos. Good morning, Lagos.
Hi, Lagos. My name is Wemimo Adewuni Mahama, ladies.
I'm Isoke, telling you it's okay.
I'm Nancy. Good morning, Lagos.
Fancy Nancy.
Fancy Nancy. I like that.
Wemimo, I can't believe you did this. I love
it. I did. Fancy Nancy. Welcome to the show. So today's Friday. I didn't tell them I was going to do this.
Uh-oh.
But we're starting the show by playing a game.
What?
Yes. Yeah, and you are my gamer.
Hey.
So, wait, what's the prize? Are we winning $100?
Exactly. Do we have prizes?
Is it $100 this
one
time?
One drop of water.
This your Wayo.
No, you have to see their faces. When you hear the people's faces drop, their faces were like, oh no.
Yesterday, gave out, what, 2 days ago, right? She gave out $100. Like,
2 days ago.
No, wait, too. I did
orchestrated it.
Let me put out a disclaimer because I know our audience, my DMs will be full before we blink and they start asking for, I did not give out money.
It wasn't me.
All right, let's get started if you're ready. I'm sure you know how to play the game.
How do we play this game?
So when I say name of something, you know that game now. You must have played it when you were younger.
Okay.
Names of things.
Yeah.
I'll start. You go second. You go third.
Okay.
What do we do to the person who loses?
They give
a pat on the back.
For losing.
Try again next time. We need to be, see, these are hard times. We need to be encouraging people.
Oh, wait. I know what we can do. The person that loses, right?
Yeah.
Will have to do like maybe 10 seconds of
dance.
Like, they can't see us dancing.
I'm worried.
10 seconds of karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
May I not lose this game?
I'm loving it already.
I'm loving it already.
So let me look for a song. Oh, yeah.
Song.
That's on you.
No, you can't.
Okay,
pick
I think now. We even have some songs
it's
here.
True,
let's
we have.
Start with anyone we
make
have.
Make it something
here.
We can all. We can
yeah,
all like,
something.
Something Nigerian, please.
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Don't worry. I think this would do. By Fireball, I think that would do.
I got it.
All right, let's get started. Are you ready?
Ready, steady.
Now give me some ginger. Now, are you ready?
Yay!
Ready. Oh, yeah. Silence.
Okay.
So that there's no zero.
That's so serious. Neo.
All right. I'm going to be very strict. Names of places that start with letter A. Names of places that start with letter A. Abia.
Amsterdam.
Australia.
You don't get a pause.
You lose, you lost.
She didn't say that from the beginning.
You didn't say you didn't get a pause.
But that's how the game's played.
Don't you play concentration? You don't
concentration.
I was playing with Lego. What's that?
No, sister, because if you were playing Lego, I could have just paused for 10 minutes.
Okay,
and
like
said
you didn't say that from the beginning. Let's take that. Just that was one of.
Scratch that.
Yeah.
This is why you. I've won. I'm a sore loser.
You see?
Okay, let's do it.
Names of Nigerian singers. Names of Nigerian singers. Omele.
Davido.
I'm Bonaboy.
Song by Bonaboy.
Oh God!
I hope Bonaboy is your favorite. Which one do you want? You're even choosing.
Is
okay,
it?
Let's get her sing to rock. Way too big, bye.
It's okay.
Bonaboy.
It's okay.
We have to do this.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Are you ready? 10 seconds.
Wait, she actually stood
she's
up.
She's actually dancing.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Bad enough, who bad enough, yeah.
I'm in shock.
Back on your spine.
In shock. She's dancing, you all. She's dancing. In fact,
that
you
win. Was fabulous.
You won everything.
I mean, I just had to give it to them.
So for a minute, I wish that you guys could watch this live.
Like she was,
she gave us a show.
Serious performance.
She gave us a show.
She did. She brought it.
Welcome to Watch of Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have fun all the way from now till 12. So keep your dials locked. Call your friends and family members. You see, if you're at work, just send a message to your colleague. You're on your own if you miss your deadline. So just send them a message and say, tune in your radio.
Plug it's in happening.
Put your AirPods on.
It's happening.
Put your AirPods on because we're going to have fun till 12. You're welcome to the show again. This week has been a lineup of fabulous stuff.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we're going to play that game again. I would not tell you guys when.
Exactly.
Or maybe I should let the player, the callers play it sometime.
And they should pick the songs as well.
That they want to...
Karaoke to?
Karaoke to.
Yeah, of course. Because, I mean, I don't know the lyric to this one.
But you did great, girl. You were killing it.
The show she gave us.
Yeah.
Every other thing.
With the dance and everything.
She gave us the twist and the turns.
I just had to, you know, I can't let
watch
my fans
out, Nigerian
down.
Idol. Someone is coming for you all.
Shout out. All right, let's get a fan to play that concentration game with us. Okay. Let's play this before we want a break and then we start a serious conversation. So if you want to play the concentration game with us, it's a Friday. Let's get it started. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465-7190. Concentration. So you're going to play with us.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play with us.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right. So when I call the name, I mention something. It's okay. Goes next. Nancy goes next. You, the caller, you go on fourth. If you miss it, you have to sing us a song. Yeah, I think that you just sing us a song by themselves. Okay, let's get going. Give us some energy. Hello. No, that was an energy bouncer. That was no energy.
It's okay, what's that thing you say? Anyway.
Hello.
I don't even know.
Good morning.
Give us some energy. Your passcode is.
What's up, baby?
What is your name?
Yeah, name is Chooks.
Chooks, are you ready to play concentration with us?
Let me try.
Oh, let's get started. Names of animals. Chimpanzee.
Cow.
Monkey.
Yeah.
We're so sorry, sir, but you've lost.
Oh, yeah, sing for us a song, mister. Sing a song for us. You got 10 seconds. Oh, yeah, go.
It's a label.
Two-Face will be impressed.
It will be. Amaka is on the line. Hello, Amaka. Let it go. Hello.
Hey, Amaka disappoints me.
No, don't disappoint me. Amaka, give me your passcode, and that is?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Welcome to the show. Amaka, are you ready to play concentration?
Yeah.
Concentration.
You paused?
No. I wanted to say something. I'm not sure that you guys will know it. So I want to give something easy.
Okay.
Names of food. Jollof rice. Right.
Plantain.
No,
beans.
Wait. Amaka, you're going fourth. We're going around and you're going fourth. Let's do that again. Names of food. Jollof rice.
Plantain.
Eba.
The beans.
Is which
the beans?
One? Is it the
beans?
No,
no, you did it. Oh, yeah, sing us a song, Amaka. Let's go. Sing for us.
She said the bees.
The bees.
Sing,
sing us a song. That is not a song.
That is all I can afford.
Thank you for the love, though. Thank you for the love.
She said, thank you for trying.
She said, that's all I can afford.
I'm looking for somebody that will sing off key. I don't know if you do this, but sometimes I thoroughly enjoy just singing off key.
I always sing off key.
Oh, ooh. You always do.
Always sing off key.
Well, like, I cannot relate because I am a singist.
Not. Oh, oh my God, he's back, he's back, he's back.
We've got Gabriel on the line. Hello, Gabriel.
Hi, Angel.
Oh. Oh. Hi, Angel.
Angel,
okay.
Gabriel.
Yay.
Cheers to life. Welcome, Gabriel. Are you ready to play Concentration?
Yeah, once or twice.
See, I'm going to give you a tough one. I'm not even sure these ladies will go around.
See, you under resumes.
Oh, yeah, now.
What?
Oh, yeah, now. Names of computer brands. Names of computer brands.
Can I go first?
HP.
Pavilion.
IBM. HP.
IBM.
Pavilion.
I said IBM already.
HP.
What did you say, Gabriel?
HP.
I said HP. Gabriel is owing us a song. Sing
yeah,
for
Gabriel
us.
Sing for us.
Sing for us. That's it. That's it. Let's go. Sing out a song. Oh, yeah, now.
Here comes the time when you hear the saddest song.
Oh,
hey.
Lord.
When the world
comes together as one.
When Mimo wanted to hear off key, and I gave her off key.
No, the off key was off.
Nancy, you killed it. No
I
matter
did.
What
we've got
I
Dominic
did.
On the line. Hello, Dominic.
Fine. Okay. Good
You've
morning.
Got a passcode you want to give us?
What's up? There's from Nigeria.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to like.
Welcome,
life.
Dominic. Are you ready to play Concentration?
Sure.
Wait. Let's know the rules now. First, second, third, fourth.
So you're number four. Yeah, don't pause. If you pause, you give us a song.
Okay.
Names of football players. Names of football players. Ronaldo.
Messi.
That doesn't count. We lost him. It doesn't count. And I lost.
You know what? He became the football player and he kicked the ball into the post.
Oh, okay, let's do this. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Just live.
Welcome to the...
Hey. Oh, what's going?
Hey. I love it. Welcome to the show. It is hot, too. We're giving you some warmth. You know, the morning is very cold.
It's true.
What's your name?
In fact, we need this today. Please.
I'm telling you. What's your name?
In fact, you brought us back to the olden days. Where
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Welcome. What's your name? What's your name?
I'm Tope, calling from Sherry.
Tope, I hope you can sing because you look like you're going to lose this game. Are you ready?
Yes, my voice, wait. My voice is shaking. For
don't worry, calm down. Take a deep breath.
You're going to be
Take
fine.
Tope, I think you will come out on top.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Are you sure?
Just for what we can.
Okay, the one you will know.
Yeah.
The one you can concentrate.
Names of female Nigerian singers. Names of female Nigerian singers. Siwa Savage.
Ira Star.
Who?
Nancy.
I don't know them.
No, I'm the fourth person. I'm yelling through yet.
Yes, I was supposed to go third, but I didn't get anyone.
Exactly. Okay, you.
Oh, yeah. Nancy, sing for us.
What song?
Yes, there. You got to sing.
Nancy, you got to sing for us.
Go, Nancy.
Rain, go away. Come Are again another
like
day.
Like what?
We want to be
fancy Nancy wants to play.
Rain,
what kind of song is that?
Away.
Tope, do you agree with her?
I do agree.
Oh, yeah, cancel. Sing us another song. Cancel. This jury, whoever decide that song, no
you
exactly.
I've been waiting for you.
Come on, Nancy.
Here inside my heart.
Yeah. someone who's threatened to deafen us with Upkey. That was pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Dominic is back. He really wants to play. Hi, Dominic. Exactly. Are you ready to play?
I'm so sorry,
yes,
but
you know.
All right, you gotta give us a passcode again.
What's up, Legos?
What's up?
Just to
love. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes.
I'm gonna repeat. Names of female Nigerian singers and names of female Nigerian singers. Waje.
Ewe.
What's your WhatsApp?
Wait, forgive me. I was actually distracted.
No. I have a question. Which song did Ewe sing?
Wait.
Oh my God.
So here's what we're going to do. Dominic.
And the thing is, Wemimo, you distracted me.
I did not.
Wemimo, you distracted me.
I should have been distracted myself too, you know.
You distracted me.
Dominic, please tell her the song you want her to sing.
Wemimo, you know in your heart that you distracted me.
Listen up and sing a song for her.
I want her to sing Whiskey for me.
Oh, Yana, Whiskey.
Let me do Dami Duro.
Sing it. She no karaoke. Sing it.
Okay. Oh, Whiskey. What's up?
Yeah.
Neoju Elegba.
Okay.
Yeah, that
is so
popular.
Okay.
That was beautiful. Let's take one more. I hope we can do this before we head out.
Wait, before we take, I need to just speak out a vocal cord on WhatsApp. So we have someone who said, Wemimo will never lose because she's the one to choose and start the game. Let the first person be rotated, which allows callers to choose and Wemimo to lose.
I added
that last part. Kunle from
you.
Antoni did not say the last part, but like that is why she distracted me.
They're coming for you.
Of course.
But you must know.
What?
I would love you to know.
Come on.
She sings
in case
really
she
good.
Okay.
She sings good.
I never lose.
Come on.
It's a challenge.
Okay, let me start.
Let's go on a break.
A break, okay. Break it. We'll be right back.
Then go away.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos. Everybody's asking what is wrong with us. Is anything wrong with us?
We're vibing.
We're back. Just having a good time on radio. It's What's Up Lagos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show again. It's not about, what is the time? Goodness gracious.
10:36.
How many minutes 11 is that?
That's like 30 minutes?
24.
Oh, okay. Let's be accurate.
It is now 23 minutes to the hour of 11.
All right.
I was supposed to go to our conversation, but since you guys are vibing to this concentration, let's play two more. And you guys are waiting for me to lose.
Yes.
I don't know what you're about. I never lose.
You distracted me.
Oh, my God. Get over it, girl.
You're not still stuck there.
You are the reason I lost the last round. So,
that boat already sailed.
You need to pay for your sims.
It have sailed.
So please, can we start this game?
Let's go. 0700-993-993-993. So it's gonna lead the round.
I'm here.
No,
this bullet will not reach me.
Which way are we going? Isoken first, I second.
Yeah.
She then third, and the caller.
Fourth.
Okay, let's go.
Nancy, I can give you a cheat sheet if you want.
Hello?
Just wink at me.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Give us your passcode.
Hello, to the radio.
You are live on radio. Give us your passcode. It's What's Up Lagos.
What's Up Lagos?
Yay! Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Please tell us your name.
My name is Brad Tajidin.
Tajidin, welcome. Are you ready to play concentration?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, now let's go. Bring it on.
Concentration. Names of brands that advertised during our break.
What the heck?
Konga! Wemimo!
Mini me.
Yes.
Wemimo.
You lost!
You lost.
All right, baby.
You lost.
Hello, sir. Please, nice caller on the line. Could you please give us a song so that Wemi Ma can sing
can
it?
Can sing to it.
Now that she has lost this segment of the game.
She lost.
I am shocked.
Honorable loss.
Okay, bring it on. What song do you want me to sing?
Yeah.
Hey.
African China.
Yeah. He shock you.
Can I remember African China's song?
He choke.
Give me the intro of the song.
I am a dancehall driver.
Oh, can she do?
If you be governor as well. If you be senator as well. If you police as well. If you be governor as well. If you be senator as well.
Are you kidding me right now? You all should see soccer right now.
So what do you think?
You did good, girl. You did good.
All right, Nancy is leading the next round.
I am ready.
You are. Okay. Are you ready?
Nancy, I told you I got you.
Are you ready?
You did. You guys got me now.
You guys cheated. I saw what you did. So Nancy's going first. It's okay. Second, I'm going third. The caller's going fourth. Okay. You ready? Let's go. Hello. Give us your passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
Akin from Ogba.
Akin, are you ready to play Concentration?
I will try.
Oh yeah, let's go, Nancy.
Okay. Names of Nigerian Ifo OAPs. Nigerian OAPs. Wemi Ma.
Joyce.
It's okay.
Oyana, which OAP?
You lost.
Sing us a song. You lost.
Okay. Let me give you a song.
Oyana, let's go.
Throw your light down low.
Hey.
Ooh, come on,
boo. Open your window curtain. Let your love go shining.
Yes.
Into our lives
again.
It's been a long time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl.
Yeah.
I was never on time.
Oh, Lord. Cause I wanna give you some love.
Perfect. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take one more and then we can jump off to something else. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Give us your passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Eka Richard.
Eka Richard, are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, what I actually want to do, last week I won.
What did you win? No, what did you
win?
$100
Okay,
from the Octa FX?
Yes, from the previous week, I was declared.
No, that's
winner.
This week now. You said last week.
That was this week. What is the procedure for getting the money up to you now? What is it?
Wait a bit. The money is not from me, neither is it from Nigeria Info. It's from Octa FX, and we've sent your details to them, all right? So you're going to have to follow up with them. But we've sent all your details to them. And you've gotten the number again?
Yeah.
We've gotten your number again now, okay? So we'll forward your details to them. You know that if you win on Nigeria Info, you get your money almost immediately. So with Octa FX, they have a process, and we've forwarded your details to them.
Holla.
Maga. Hello?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Give us your passcode.
What's up,
Lagos? Yeah. Awesome. Come on. Gege. Thank you.
Cheers. Yeah, I want to play. Welcome. You
want to play Concentration?
Yeah, Tubaba.
You've already plotted against the loser. That's what you have done by presenting song.
Okay, so I am starting this round. Are we ready? Very ready. Names.
Are we ready?
Names of Nigerian soups. Edikai Kong.
Ofe Insala.
Obono. I can't believe this. I cannot believe it. It shocked me.
It shocked us.
What? So I wasn't
prepared.
I actually
thought
I thought somebody would lose me. So when me mom. So when me mom.
But you froze.
You know what they say.
Oh my God.
The winner will be the loser.
So what do you want me to sing for you? Oh gosh.
Tubaba African Queen.
Yeah.
Tubaba
African Queen.
Mm. Yeah, you're singing.
The girl of my dreams. You can
join
sing along
with us. I never been.
Join us.
You make my heart go ling a ling a ling.
You are my African Queen.
I'm broke. Girl of my dreams.
And you remind me of a thing.
And that is the African beauty. It's okay. It's okay.
That was beautiful. Keep quiet there.
What a day.
We're off on a break, people.
We'll
think.
Be right back.
See you soon.
All right, we're going to have a karaoke on this one. Let's go. Everybody, come on. Oh, yeah,
wait, let me get lyric.
Don't get lyrics. Don't get lyrics.
Cheat, cheat.
Me, she want to me. She want to me.
When you want me, I'm in San Francisco jamming. When you want me, I just flew it from Miami.
Go.
Peru.
Gege.
Para.
Gege.
Peru. Peru.
I'm blue.
She like my tunes. She say me, I never see a guy like you,
She said she like my tattoo. Got me, I wanna change inside you. She's my woman.
Inside Puna, sweet like sugar.
In my love, come to me, I say back to you.
What do you want me? I'm in San Francisco, jamming.
What do you want me?
I just flew in from Miami.
Go.
Peru.
Gege.
Para.
Gege.
Peru.
Para.
In Peru, down the para. The beat's bumping. Yes.
All right, everybody.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
The show is back, and shall we officially close concentration so that we can concentrate?
Yes, please.
Fine, no problem.
Let us concentrate.
I just want you to know, Wem's the bean.
Lost.
That the you lost.
Lost
two
round.
Times. So
I did.
You cannot hold on to the notion that says that Wemmy Moore never loses.
Oh my Lord.
So I was under the vague impression
that
someone would lose before I came back to my turn.
You see, don't plot evil.
Exactly.
It will come back to bite you. Behind.
I can see everything turning around.
Jesus.
Oh no.
Turning around.
Hallelujah.
He's turning around
for your good.
For our good. Exactly. That is it.
You it's guys are plotting against me now.
We have
plotted
not.
And do you succeeded. Know that I have the power to put off your microphone?
Chineke me.
Lord
you will
help.
Not beg me.
We are sorry. We are deeply sorry.
Forgive us, auntie.
All right, welcome to the show. So we started off this week on a roll. We started by talking about building your business or your career before you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go on to talk about planning your life and what do. Then we talked about putting yourself first and how much of your time and your life you should give to your children when you do have them. That's for those who already have kids and those who are planning to have children.
Attack me
like
direct.
Some people over here planning to have seven. So we've got quite a role that we've gone through. So today we want to talk about, we also talked about losing or giving up your friendships when you get married. And if you do that, why do you do that? So today we're talking about privacy in marriage. So let me start by doing us all the favor of reading out the dictionary meaning, like we like to do, of privacy. a state in which one is not observed or disturbed by other people.
Okay.
That's privacy.
Okay.
So I see that some people get married and they draw a line. They say, oh yeah, I'm sharing my life with you, but my phone is a no-go area. My financial status is a no-go area. You don't need to know how much I earn, how much I have in my bank account. That's none of your business. As long as we're fixing everything fixable, you're going to have to mind your business. So should there be privacy in marriage? If you're married to someone, I think that marriage is a spiritual thing, and
definitely,
it's a conscious decision to merge two beings.
To beings. Go back to the beans.
Yeah. To so you can't totally blend together, but
you can't blend the beans.
No, you can't.
I'm sorry.
You can grind the beans.
When I'm done grinding it, you fry it and make a kara.
yummy.
So you totally might not, you know, blend into one another. It's not an end of one existence to make another, but it's a coexistence in harmony, in conscious harmony. You say, yeah, okay, my being likes your being. We can work together. Let's make it one being. But I don't think it's going to essentially become one being.
And two shall become one.
In agreement, but you're still going to have your different personalities, right? That's why I said I'm not sure there's a total blending in. Like, we're totally never going to, because if we come totally become one in that sense, we'd never have frictions because we'll think the same, we'll talk the same. I'll never get to be upset with you because you'd always say the right things, right? But we'll see. So it's a drawing two circles that overlap. It's an overlap. You still have those sides where you have, this is me, this is you, but this is us.
In quantitative reasoning, they call it Venn diagram.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes. I went
Smarty
to school. Holla.
Your school fees did not go down with Ray. So, do you think there should be privacy in marriage, Nancy?
Not to a large extent.
To what extent?
In terms of two people coming together as man and wife, I think both parties should declare assets before marriage. This is what I have. This is what you have. This is what I earn. This is what you earn. If you decide to have a joint account, that's on you. But everything should be put on the table. And this whole thing of my wife doesn't have access to my phone. What are you hiding?
Good question.
What exactly?
So I asked someone, what are you hiding? The person retorted and said, what are you looking for? You know, for some couples, you can't even pick your spouse's call.
Why?
If in the bathroom and the phones are ringing, you just better leave it to ring. It's okay. What do you think of privacy in marriage?
Okay, so, well, when I heard this topic the first time, I actually just assumed you meant like sharing your business with other people. So, I mean, I just thought that, okay. But now looking at it from this angle, privacy within the marriage. I believe in it. I believe that, yes, not to a large extent, but you are still individual beings. Do you understand? Like, you are still wholesome, complete in yourself. You know, I can't be overly dependent on this
your spouse,
other person.
Yeah.
Yes. So I should also be able to have my own thing going on. You know, I think I understand the phone thing. You know, this is what I mean.
Yeah.
Not that you don't have access to my phone, but it's almost like, are you trying to, the what are you looking for thing?
Yeah, like, are you snooping around?
Like,
so snooping around is wrong. That's invading somebody's personal space.
So do you have your personal space? That's the issue.
I think
Yeah, because if I'm gisting with my girlfriend.
Exactly.
Right? And I'm chatting with them on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And I say, oh, this is what I'm planning to do for this man. Or like, maybe I want to do something and I don't want him to know about. Not like he's bad. Do you get that? Maybe I'm planning his birthday. And I don't want him to know I'm planning his birthday. Then he goes around snooping. Like, you're spoiling the surprise for all of us.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. If you're planning a surprise, you'll be sure to have your phone with you all
the
time.
Yeah, but like, there's some conversations you have with your girlfriends. Like, sometimes you're counseling your girlfriend on her personal issues. You don't want your husband finding out, like, okay, your friend
true.
Is having this. So
you know,
those kind of...
he should never touch your phone.
Well, no, if my phone rings, he can pick it up and say, I'm in the bathroom or I'm indisposed at the moment. But the fact that he'll take my phone and begin to read every single message I get, that's like, come on. Like,
it's not like you're actively hiding anything.
Yeah, but...
I believe there should be no secrets, right?
No secrets.
But then also, I mean, I find...
He doesn't have to know details.
Exactly. I find it quite irritating. Like, maybe, I don't know if you guys have experienced it.
Yeah.
Let's say you share something with a friend.
Yeah.
And then they go tell their spouse... And then,
but
you
people,
know, maybe
people do that all the
they
time.
Do it now.
Even,
you tell
like,
your spouse
your friend.
Have you ever told
your
mom? Let's even take parents, for instance. You tell your mom a secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she goes tell your dad.
So irritating.
Very
like,
annoying.
Why? I'd have just had group meeting if I wanted that.
You know, sometimes, right? Like, as women, we tend to want to have these family conversations about our own family that you don't want your spouse involved in because that's your family.
Well, sure, but shouldn't the issues you have with your family also be his problem? Shouldn't
not
he
necessarily
know about
not
it?
Not necessarily.
So that means
there are things your spouse should know and there are things they should
exactly,
not know.
Exactly. You've just hit the nail on the head.
Actually, I'm not sure I'm in that same school of thought. Too.
Why not? Okay.
Your family, as in your own family.
Yes, your personal family,
no,
your family.
You share with
everything
me.
Going on in your family.
Why not?
Everything. So your mom and your dad are having issues.
Yes,
then you're
ma'am.
Now going to tell your husband, can you imagine Mumsy and Popsy are quarreling?
Yes, of course.
Shouldn't he know?
Of course.
Why?
Why shouldn't
mean,
he
why?
Know?
Protect your family's interest.
Against
he's your
who?
Family. He's
protect
you,
them
he's
against
you.
We have two families now. Let's draw the line.
To become one, darling.
So you're going to drop.
Just one moment ago, you guys were talking about blending up into each other.
So
now you're having your separate families.
You cannot blend the beans.
You want to bring your entire village people into your mom, your dad, everybody
okay,
into
okay,
your
wait.
Marriage.
Here's
for
the thing.
Real?
Here's the thing.
But shouldn't
okay,
you?
When,
no.
Let's say you and I are married. Holla.
And
then my parents are having issues and I'm like, ah, darling, this is giving me a lot of stress. My mother and my father are just going off the rail and you can comfort me.
That's very British.
Honey dear, you know, I'm actually British.
I can also give you tips about how to handle the matter.
You can pray with me.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm going to call them and say, oh, I heard that
you
people are fighting.
Look at you, exactly.
That's a very immature spouse.
Exactly.
What are your spouse supposed to do is to
well,
give
you can tell them, like, mom and dad are having issues, but you're not going to give him details.
Why not?
You want to tell him everything your mom said to your dad.
Tell him. He's your...
Then what? He's going to start looking at you like,
let me ask
if
you
your
question.
Mother can say this to your father, one day you'll say it to me. You're doing the roadmap to your problem.
Nancy, no.
If your mom says in anger says to your dad, you are so annoying.
Uh-huh.
Is that an insult?
Well,
no, wait, it's not an insult, but
it's not an insult.
It is insensitive.
It's insensitive.
So I can tell my husband, oh my goodness, can you believe what my mom said? She said this to him.
Why would
and
you want to tell your husband your mom
like,
said something negative like that to your dad?
Why not?
Believe me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Let's be realistic.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That man is going to be like, this babe is going to say this thing to me once.
He wouldn't.
And the day you
he
say
wouldn't.
It to him, let me tell you, the day you say it to him, he will remind you, you just sounded like your mother. That's going to be worse.
I can't remove the possibility of that. I'm saying that kind of man or woman, if we rotate the...
We're humans, we're more.
Yeah, I allow for that. I'm saying that person, male or female, who would respond in such a way and who would remind you of something that happens and hold it onto your neck, that's an immature spouse.
It is immature.
And in that instance, the fault was not yours carrying them along. The fault is theirs being immature.
Yes.
So just guard yourself.
Why
do you have to guard yourself against from your spouse?
You don't have any control over how the other person will react or who will behave.
You see, I look forward to a time where people who get into marriages really get ready for marriage and they...
Not the festivities of the wedding.
Not the festivities and it's actually a union and that you actually give room for lapses.
Yeah.
You know, this thing where someone said something, maybe I was annoyed and I said something in anger.
Said something in 1983. You'll be
in
like, remember.
That's how you used to do.
Remember.
It is so wrong.
You know,
it happens.
It happens.
But it's wrong.
But it's very immature.
It is.
Okay, you even did it today.
How did I do
it? After you lost, you brought it back.
Okay, now that you're bringing it back. You're doing the same thing. And that is wrong. I cannot stand for this.
Okay, there was a cut.
I think we have a lapse in our relationship. Maybe
already.
We need to seek some counseling.
I would totally sign you up for counseling. So we're talking about privacy in marriage. Do you think there should be privacy in marriage? And to what extent, if there should be any at all? Are there things that are a no-go area for your spouse because you want yourself? Some people have separate rooms.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then they draw a roster to which room they're going to use it.
Well, I believe in separate rooms. Before you
too.
Break my head.
I do
before
too.
You break my head. So I think we should have our room then we should have my
the room.
No, yeah, no, 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 no. We should have our room, then we should have my room. So my room is...
No, no, what you're actually saying, that you should have his room that is open for both of you to use and your room that's not open for both of you to use.
No, we can use my room and your room at the same
time. So this is why I say my room.
Let's go far for the news.
This is why I say... Oh, okay. Wemimo, why'd you keep doing this thing to me?
Why? The phone lines are buzzing. We'll take your thoughts about this. She's going to tell us more about her room when we come back.
The both from serves the same purpose.
Because we have to take the news right now. This is What's Up Lagos. We'll be right back.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos. It's okay. We're just about giving us a tour of her room. We're talking about privacy. If it's your first time joining the show, it's a fun time on radio from 10 to 12 every day on Nigeria Info. And today we're talking about privacy. Should you have privacy in marriage? If you think so, to what extent should there be privacy? It's okay. Give us a tour of your room. Why do you want a room for yourself?
Okay, so let me just tell you, since you're like asking me.
Oh, God.
What's going on?
Okay, so I feel like we should have our room, right?
This is which also doubles as his room.
Yes, of course. So this is where everything goes down. These the room. Then my room, right, is for like my things, right? Like maybe
shoes and bags,
stuff like that. And then all those fanciful feminine things.
And then be in his magic room.
I don't think so. And then like when like maybe he's out of town or something and I have like my girls over to scatter the building, I wouldn't want them sleeping over in my marital room.
That's why there's something called a guest room.
You don't have a guest room?
Do you do sleepovers in guest rooms?
You can sleep in a living room if you want to sleep over.
Wait, I have a question. You keep your friends in guest room.
All of you will sleep in the living room or you sleep together in the guest room.
What can
if your dream house should have a guest room.
I mean, there can be a guest room for guests.
Your friends are not guests?
No, friends are not guests. They're visitors.
What?
Yeah. There's a difference.
I like your dreams.
Please, what's the difference between
dreams? Dreams come true.
Wait, now. Okay, guests are, you know, you guys come, you know, you leave them in the living room, you offer them snacks and drinks. Visitors, they know what I want.
Visitors know what I want, man.
Like what?
Yeah, like, okay, first of all, they can even come in through the back.
Visitors can come through the back.
And guests come through the front. This is your dream house.
Wait, you guys, I know you can relate to what I'm saying.
No, I can't.
You definitely have, like, people in your lives that, you know, they don't, you don't offer them biscuits when they come. They know what's up. Like, they can even, like, is everything, is there juice in the fridge?
They can go to the kitchen and take, I know this kind of.
Yeah. Those are the visitors.
Those are your homies.
Those are your homies, exactly. They're different from guests where, you know, they'll sit down, you say, do you want to put the TV on? Those guys belong to the guest room. Now, if I have my room, maybe my girls, you know, y'all can come to my room.
Sleep in the guest room.
That's what I'm saying. I want my girls in the guest room.
You want them in your room.
If it's a sleepover,
do you realize?
I'm just looking at this.
I'm not Gen Z. But like, I mean, okay, I see.
So according to you, you do not want your homies to desecrate your matrimonial bed.
Of course not.
Do you realize that the bed that will be in your room
is also matrimonial?
Is also matrimonial.
There doesn't need to be.
Because there are days.
Wait. No, there doesn't need to be a bed.
Where there will be fellowship.
Fellowship.
In your room.
Why?
Why not?
Excuse you. You decide the venue of fellowship. Auntie.
Well, I don't think that bed is for matrimonial purpose.
The bed in your room?
Yeah, I feel like
your husband doesn't have a right to
that. So if
he
decides.
Okay, here's the thing. We don't even need a bed. Let me paint your scenario. We only need bedu.
You're checking out fancy, beautiful clothes you just got.
Yeah.
He's checking you out.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You're going to say, wait a minute, let's check out here and go check in.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Let's go to the phone lines. 0700-993 before you scatter our head with vocabulary. 0700-993-993-993. Do you think there should be privacy in marriage? To what extent? If you'd like, you send us a message on WhatsApp. It's 0809-597-5805. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Call us back.
We can't hear you. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers. Cheers to life.
Cheers Welcome. To privacy.
It's like it's okay. He's living in a cartoon world.
As in it.
Is this the cartoon guy?
You guys.
This is the cartoon guy.
Yay.
Can you leave me in my cartoon world?
My kitchen is my matrimonial room.
Okay. Your where?
There you get my kitchen.
Your
every week.
My matrimonial room.
That's correct.
There are some days we fellowship in the kitchen.
That's Thank correct.
You. There are some days with the fellowship on the staircase.
Thank
That's
you.
Correct.
You understand? We don't need a separate room for this.
For fellowship.
God bless you.
Guest room is for visitable family member and everything.
Banga.
Your friend, anybody will stay here.
Check into the guest room, my friend.
God bless you, brother.
The thing I would say is, if my wife's phone is ringing, I can pick and answer. Okay, she's not available right now. But yeah. I can't go on and check in our WhatsApp or check in our Facebook. We see chatting
special
with
special place for you in
that,
heaven.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Good.
And she can't do same to me as well.
Yeah. How about finances? Do you have privacy in finance or is there full declaration?
My sister, if it's that finance, then I can't even say maybe we even have privacy because everything, everybody just, we do everything together.
As it should. But thank you very much.
Together.
Thank you for calling.
Privacy about that.
As it should. So we're talking about privacy on three levels. One is your phone, your finances, and then rooms in the house.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people think, oh, I should have a room. I get where Silken's coming from the, okay, I need a, you know, usually
my
women
space.
Have a lot of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But I think, so there's a way planning houses, you know, you could have
your own
a room in the room.
Yeah.
While that's like a room wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still in the master bedroom.
Yeah. So your walk-in closet.
It's like a walk-in closet, but it's a room.
Yeah.
And I don't think it should be just for you because you're not the only one who's got stuff. So you can both have your space there so the room is not littered.
It's okay. It tends to be shopping.
Actually.
It tends to shop.
Actually.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what's up?
Cheers to life.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Genevieve.
Welcome, Genevieve. Privacy or no privacy?
No privacy.
Uh-huh. Good.
Yes, and I'm talking from experience.
Uh-huh.
So this is how it works for me.
Yeah.
So we have a room, my husband and I, and then there's another room because my stuff are too many.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I have to keep my clothes, maybe some of my clothes, my shoes.
Does it?
And some other stuff, maybe my work things.
Yeah.
I keep them in the other room.
Does it, girl?
But that's all there is there.
Mm-hmm.
But then our room is my room. So I don't even regard the other side as my room. Do you
It. It's just a closet. It's just a place to keep stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, how about phones and finances?
No, hygiene. And even apart from the fact that no privacy, it doesn't mean I go about checking my husband's phone or he goes about checking my phone. No, it's just because we trust each other.
Yeah.
So there's no need for that.
Yeah.
You understand? But he knows the password to my phone. In fact, he uses his finger. He can unlock my phone. Aside the password.
Oh, use some of his fingers as your fingerprint and some of yours. So she,
yes, exactly.
So good.
So,
I like that.
His prince unlocks my phone. Mine unlocks his phone.
Lovely.
Good.
You understand? Yes. So there's no issue with that at all. Then for finance, none. We both know what we have. We have a joint account and we also have an individual account. But even at that, we know what we have in our individual account.
As it should
trust,
be.
Trust is key.
I think yours is a perfect description of what I envisage.
It's very trust. Beautiful.
As it should. Thank you very much for calling.
I love it.
But you don't agree.
I agree.
Better.
I agree.
Hello.
Hello.
Passcode, please.
Good morning.
No.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? That's a passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Joseph Felix.
Welcome. Thank you for calling, Joseph. So previously,
I'm enjoying the topic and quite an interesting one for
Thank
the
you.
Family.
Thank you.
Yeah, my take is this.
Yes.
Regarding finance.
Yeah.
In my own case, what is this? I don't have any secret financial account I keep that my wife doesn't have access to.
Hmm.
She has access to my PIN. I'm not saying it's just to make it sound on radio as good.
Yeah.
This is what I practice.
Yeah.
She has access to my account. If I have a transaction today, money comes in, I tell her this amount is there.
Yeah.
So she knows financially, she knows my record. I can be reckless with money. She's an accountant.
Okay.
She's more prudent than myself.
Good.
So knowing this, my finances, she controls it.
Good. Mm. But that's sensible. Well.
Yeah.
She sends to my family, my parents, you know.
Nice.
Take care. You know, it hasn't been any of any issue.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
And secondly, because I saw that if that is not done, when I start holding on too much to finances, it may, you know, depriving her, and then there may be a problem.
Yeah.
But she's very good at that. I can leave that 1,000. Concerning phone.
Yeah.
The issue about phone is this. My wife, some of my clients, in case they can't reach me, they call my wife.
Can you see that?
I leave my message.
Can you see that? Beautiful.
Sometimes they'll tell you, I just called your wife. My wife will not come. They can't reach you. And for her phone, sometimes she tells me, okay, help me send this message on WhatsApp.
Uh-huh.
Help me chat with this person.
A man who has nothing to hide.
I am the person.
Good. Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
And we do that. But she really comes to my phone. She doesn't have reason to suspect or whatever.
Yeah.
She has the PIN code of my phone if it's locked.
Good.
These are not issues. She takes my call. If I'm in the bedroom, she goes, you have a call?
Yeah.
I'm okay, talk to them.
Yeah.
This is whatever. But in details, she doesn't. And also for about the room.
Yeah.
I think that is not okay. She could have a place where she keeps her things because of so much load in the house.
Yeah.
Women like loads, actually.
Yeah.
There must be a common room.
God bless you. Thank you very much. I totally agree. Eddie has been waiting on the line. Hello, Eddie.
That man has nothing to hide.
Hello, are you there? Oh, I think he's gone. Been on the line for a while. I think that's just how it should be.
Yeah,
let's jump onto WhatsApp for a bit.
All right, so we have Shegun from Ipaja who said, this topic is interesting to me. My wife takes my mobile phone each day I arrive from the office and keeps scrolling through all that has happened on my phone.
Okay.
She asks me questions of who I spoke to and what conversations.
Uh-uh.
Sometimes she asks questions about my colleagues and I wonder why the questions. It irritates me a lot. What do I do?
That's actually very irritating.
That's a problem.
It is, yeah.
No, that's snooping.
Yeah.
That's snooping. Like, yeah, what are you looking?
Has he given her any reason to doubt him?
True.
Good question. So send us a message.
Yeah.
Do you think that you've given her any reason to be suspicious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she might just have a personal trust issue.
Yeah.
Some people, because of the families they grew up in, they saw their parents cheating experiences.
Yeah.
And so they're just fishing out for, oh, he's going to cheat on
me. Exactly.
He's just one day away from cheating.
Yeah.
He's just one day.
So there's a root cause.
There's a root cause. So if you haven't given her a reason to be suspicious, if it's about her, I'll tell you to help her get counseling.
Yeah.
You see, these issues, some of them are very easy to manage.
Definitely.
But if you don't manage them, they fester.
You talk about it,
You talk about it and you get professional help. Get professional. So what the professionals do is they help you dig to the root of your problem.
Yes.
So why do you behave the way
you do?
Because a lot of people don't give thought to why they do what they do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's the essence of the being I'm talking about. A lot of people are not conscious. I'm serious. You're not conscious of your being, how damaged or wholesome your being. You have to be truthful to yourself. Oh, this being of mine, it's not okay. We need to do something about it.
True that.
So you can help her since you're the one. She might not even know she's doing something.
She has a problem,
So please help her. And I think you can send some money for the counselors over here.
Good luck, brother.
We are self-certified counselors.
Radio counselors.
You know. Wemimo counselor Nancy, and you know counselor is okay.
That is gonna be okay.
Anything you wanna do. All right, so we have Afrigoga Delogo from Obalende who said there should be privacy, especially when the lady is from some selected places in Nigeria.
What? Huh?
Ladies from those states are beings that you cannot blend. Even if you pour plenty water, it no go work.
That's not fair.
So why are you marrying them?
I'm so sorry, but
before you marry them, you already anticipate that they're going to give you trouble.
You don't generalize.
I'm unable to fathom it.
I can't.
So you've got a clear picture in your head that this person I'm going out with, if I marry this person, she
Will like
give me problem. Can you tell me?
Like why?
I do a huge wedding.
So why are you doing that to yourself? Like, how are you consciously putting yourself in that position? I can't understand it. Good morning. Hello, are you ready?
Good morning.
Yeah, please give us your passcode. What is that?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, what's up, Lagos? We're going
to
permit
it. Alive.
Are you sleeping?
Welcome to the show. What's your name? Your radio has to be off. It's giving us some feedback. Okay, and that's pretty noisy too. So please try again when you get to a quieter place. All right, we'd love to hear from you. Hello?
What's up, lady?
Yeah. Energy! Yeah. The kind of energy. The kind of energy we signed up for. That's it. Welcome to the show. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And every beautiful counselors in the house.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Love you.
I need counseling.
Talk to us. No.
I will need to marry you.
You will first of all send us money.
It's true.
Your counseling will be decided by the amount you said.
Consultation fees.
Welcome to the show.
They never pay me.
Yeah, until that time. Now come back later. So what do you think?
I'm planning, looking at maybe 2025 will be okay for me.
For what?
For the payment. Now I will do installation payment.
From your mouth to God's ears.
No problem. Welcome to the show. So tell us, do you subscribe to privacy in marriage or no privacy? Yes, sir.
See, you see this matter, it's very serious.
I know.
Serious, though.
He's strong like this.
You see,
you know, you're breaking a rule. Your radio is on, and it actually has to be off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. If it is married, husband and wife.
Yes.
I don't think there should be any secret.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, we're with you.
So, because since the scripture already said that the two of you, you are one.
Yeah.
So, there's nothing, there should be the two parties. I don't see any reason why they should be hiding anything. Mm. But if it is, you see, if it is just ice cream relationship and pizza relationship, my sister, you better ensure if you can chain your phone.
Shots fired.
Bad luck, everything that
Shots
you need
fire.
To know.
Wow.
You need to be sure
ice
first.
Cream relationship.
You
ice
need
cream.
To confirm first.
So how do you confirm? Please tell us. Give
if
us what's up.
Through your friendship now, you will see signs.
Okay. So you'll find out the kind of person you are in a relationship with.
What is it?
You will find out the kind of person you're in a relationship with before you decide if to be open with them or not.
Yes, now
That's fair enough now.
Why are you in a relationship?
But it's fair. You want to get to know the person well enough before
Makes
you
sense.
Give them
Makes sense.
What
Makes
your bank account is saying
true that,
and
true
you
that.
Are opening up your life
yeah,
to them.
So if it's ice cream and pizza, yeah. you don't open up.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. but that, I think that's fair. Nice, yeah. That's fair enough. Let's
but
take one more.
Broke from and buying ice cream.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Give us your passcode, please.
What's up,
Lagos? Yes! Cheers to life!
I called before. I was on transit.
Okay. No. This is way better now. Tell us your name, please.
My name is Ekoma.
Ekoma, please switch off your radio and then talk to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead. Privacy
okay,
or not?
So, my contribution on this issue is, you know, when you're in a marriage with someone who had cheated before.
Yeah.
Sometimes trust is always an issue.
Yeah.
Especially when there are reoccurrences. So you find it difficult trying to trust.
Mm.
But it doesn't necessarily be that you have a trust issue. You see, you forgive this person and it keeps reoccurring.
Yeah.
So you're going to have trust issues.
Yeah.
And then on the basis of checking phones,
yes,
we're still back to the same thing. I've listened to several couples share their experiences. I mean, so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a relationship and it's an open relationship because the Bible says when two people come together, they become one.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a relationship where everything is almost like a rat's, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Everything is hidden, password your phone, password WhatsApp, password everything.
Yeah.
Of course. I don't know what to say.
I get you.
Sex for me, it's not something to, it's an open relationship for me. It's an open thing.
Mm.
Sex is an open relationship?
I didn't get that.
No.
Did she say sex is an open relationship?
No, wait. I need to drink water.
You know what? This is my own water.
Lip gloss again today. She threw me. Let's gloss over it.
Yeah. All right. So we're on WhatsApp. We have Dumpy from Igondo who said, "For me, I won't allow my wife to have any other room because marriage is called to become one. Whenever there's too much privacy, that's when the walls of the marriage will start collapsing. I love how you all are analyzing the topic very well."
Thank you.
Obawale from
Obawale
Suruleri said, "Una, they make sense this morning, Sha. My Benin Abi Eson sister, Abina Agbo woman, they scatter this privacy. My wife can have her room because we grew up in such a home. My mom had her own room because of excess clothes. My wife has unlimited access to my phone. She has my password. Good. She knows all my account details, ATM passwords, etc. In fact, she controls my bank account details. I don't search her phones, but she pushes me to handle her phone. My clients usually call her phone. I think when trust is not there, na de wahala de
sha. Trust is very
important. That's very
trust
correct.
Is important. Yeah.
So someone anonymous said, privacy in marriage is allowed. Reason being that every human being has his or her own life to live, irrespective of affinity, owing to the fact that marriage is a contract.
Marriage is a contract?
Marriage is a contract. Oh.
It is a contract, but when you re-emphasize it in that
way,
it's not a battlefield to do.
In that sense, I hope that you drew terms of reference.
Yes, sir.
So that I can say, hey, refer to section one.
Yes.
Referring to section one of our TOR.
Mm-hmm.
Remember.
Then we have T who said, "For this particular topic, there is no privacy in my marriage. I know how much my husband earns. He knows mine. I know his passcode. I know his PIN to his account. Likewise mine. I don't pick his calls because I don't like doing it. But really, we don't have anything to hide from each other."
Nice.
That's sweet.
That's very good. I think people start snooping around either because you've given them a reason to or because they have trust issues. And if you're entangled with someone who's got trust issues, you would have seen the flags. You will see that this person is always calling you. Where are you? I'm at VIA. Show me the signboard of VIA. Show me the signboard. I want to know that you're acting.
I think the
it's
moral.
It's exhausting.
The moral of this is, blend with the right beans. Don't blend the wrong beans.
So that you will not have bad akara.
Bad moi moi. Exactly.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Give us your passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Come on.
Tell us what's up. How you doing?
Life. Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Concerning the topic.
Okay.
In actual sense, there shouldn't have been any reason for secrecy among couples.
Yeah. Mm. True that.
Now,
however, bet.
The only area where secrecy comes in was supposed to be through finances. But if you have a trusted wife, like the other caller said, sometimes I run the same account with my wife. Then, on the other hand, when there are so many things in a house, there could be need for a man to have a room and a woman having her own room.
You mean when there's a lot of stuff?
Yes.
And so why don't you just put your stuff in one room and both of you stay? Just have a storage room and both of you stay in a room instead of having...
Well, sometimes, you know, a woman that has children, are more used to their mother than father.
So they'll like to stay in her room.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't agree with that.
Let's go on a break. We'll be right back. This is What's Up, Lagos. We've got another half an hour to go on the show, so don't go away. Stay with us.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Get set, we are back. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info, and this is What's Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
We roll up all the energy in the world and pass it up to you on radio. We hope you're able to take it.
Bruh.
Take it.
Receive it. Right
take
now.
Take it.
Take it.
Energy.
Hallelujah.
Iskerebete.
What?
What song is that? Iskerebete.
Iskerebete. Iskerebete. That is all I know in the lyrics.
How do we search for that on Google?
We type Iskerebete.
What's the spelling of Iskerebete?
You try your best. Just try.
Welcome back to the show. Today we're talking about privacy. My name is Wemimo Adewunye. I've got Fancy Nancy.
Hey. And I'm It's okay. It's nice to be on air.
And we've got our WhatsApp number open. It's 08095975805. Do you think there should be some form of privacy in marriage? To what extent? We're streaming down to particularly three areas: having a separate room, checking your spouse's phone, and letting them know your true financial status.
Their true color.
Underline true.
Their true color.
Because you see, some spouses, and man, oh, I messed up, girl. You know, because, you know, traditionally they'll tell you that as a man, your wife shouldn't know your true financial status. You should keep some your business away from her. And you know that for our fathers and their generation, you find a lot of them die and then their families are shocked into realizing what they either own or owe.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of them, their wealth also goes into to strangers because their family members never knew they had all of those stuff.
They didn't declare,
They didn't declare it.
They didn't declare.
So should you keep your stuff private? Let's get on the phone lines. Hello? Sorry about that. Please try again. Go now. Okay, let's see who's here. Hello? You too. Let's see who's here. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, give us your passcode, sir.
Good morning, ma.
Good morning, sir. You shout, "What's up, Lagos?" That's the passcode. Let's go.
What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
Yes! Cheers to life! Welcome. Please tell us your name.
I'm calling for the first time.
Hey!
Hello!
Welcome, welcome.
Good to have you here. What's your name?
Same, yeah. My name is Femi.
Femi, privacy or no privacy, what is it for you?
I love this program you guys do.
You're so cute.
So sweet.
So I just trying to call. I want to call.
And here you are.
Let me go straight to the point.
Please do.
I caught my wife cheating.
Chineke me.
I was playing game on her phone. When a message comes in, I was like, wow, what is this? Now go deep. Well, I now went to read all the messages, saying that, wow, so this woman was cheating on me. Well, it's a big mess.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
So since then, she has been using password on her phone.
She's not planning to change, Neil.
Seriously.
So what did you
do
about it?
She's thinking she loves me. I just tell her to just go and meet the guy. Just leave my house. Go and meet the man you love. And she's crying. And this guy was still talking under my roof again.
After that, she still was speaking with her.
The pastor and they said that she should apologize, that she should not do that again. She apologized and I asked, please don't call the man again.
Yeah.
She said yes. And she's still calling the man again. I pretend I was sleeping when I was hearing their conversation.
In the midnight.
Does she still want the marriage?
Oh, we lost him. I wanted to find out.
Yeah, does she still want to be in the marriage?
And was she cheating or was she just at the verge of it? You know, there are two different things. When you're conversing with someone, you're flirting with them.
I think that's what they call emotional cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Actually, because you've already, you're in the process.
Yes, in the process.
It be things.
And then she put a password on her phone.
After she was caught the first
time. Doesn't look like
she's
about to
stop. Exactly. It means the conversations are still going
on. True. Don't tell me you're sorry because you're not.
Exactly.
So sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hello? What's popping? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Give us your passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is David.
David.
I'm from Obowale.
Welcome.
I've never ever get this thing. Today is just the first.
Hallelujah.
You see,
we're glad you're here.
On WhatsApp, Lagos, dreams come true.
Dreams come true.
If there is a cause for that, let there be different rooms. But
different
if there's
rooms.
No reason, I think one room is better for two people.
What That's reason what could there even be? What could ever be the reason to have separate rooms?
Reason. Should be that guy say there's cheating.
Okay, if there's cheating, you give yourself separate rooms.
If you don't have anything, you don't have to get any separate room.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have skeleton in your cupboard, there will be a separate room. And when you have separate room, that means you give yourself room for discussion of separately.
Wow.
But what I'm just trying to say is this. There are, in the area of finance,
yes,
sometimes the people don't like joint together accounts.
Mm.
Or they don't even want to carry their wife along when they have a issue of finance. Maybe you transfer money to your parents as man, and you somehow discuss it with your wife. And if your wife is that of nagging type, tomorrow now she will say, after all, you send money to your wife. How many did you send to her own family?
Your wife is not fair.
Something came up that make you to send that money. It's not because you want to lavish money.
Any wife that is upset you're sending money to your parents
is inconsiderate.
Yes.
That person is very inconsiderate.
Not a good wife.
Hello?
We're with you. That's a very inconsiderate spouse.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that for me, one of the most important virtues, you know, by which I judge human beings, if I judge them at all, or rate human beings, is a better word, is kindness and thoughtfulness.
Kindness.
For me, thoughtfulness is first on the line, because you have to be a thoughtful person.
To be a kind person.
To say that your spouse is spending money to their parents when their parents need money. Even if they don't need money, you should give them money.
Exactly.
If you have a problem with that, then you have a problem.
Yes.
Certainly.
Monsieur is on the line. Thank you for holding on. Welcome to the show. Give us your passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
First time caller, I double as a first time caller.
Welcome.
This is a good day. I've had a whole lot of struggle reaching you guys.
We're glad you're here.
Eventually today.
We're glad you're here. So privacy or no privacy for you?
All right. So I'll be speaking exclusively from one biblical perspective that said, and they were naked and not ashamed. Nakedness
wisdom
is not limited to that aspect of you having to see the sensitive part of a human being. It also translates to financial nakedness, emotional nakedness, and all of the things that you expect of your partner to know. You know, so it becomes very difficult if you know that I am open financially, in terms of whatever challenge I might be going through, or having to even double date. So it becomes difficult for you to be so secretive, knowing fully well that this is the base of our relationship. At any point, my spouse could budge into my phone and check whatever conversation I might be having. So you are already on guard. And that is not to say that we still do not have people that, despite all of this nakedness, are still so smart that they would eventually delete secret messages.
I'm telling you.
Eventually open up their secrets.
Or your send timed messages, vanishing messages.
Bad guys.
So at the end of the day, such a person might even get tired of deleting such message. And then you'll be like, Omo, I don't tire to the delete message. I don't delete.
It's just such a stressful life.
Live simple life. Let me just be transparent. Because you know that at the end of the day, this person knows what I'm earning. You know, she can reason between line and say, oh, this is how much he ought to be having as his balance. My wife knows my salary. You know, so if we blow it anyhow, she knows that already there's no balance. So there's no point saying I don't have money. She already knows that I don't have money.
So
everybody is safe. I don't have anything to explain. And from there, you just cease from arguments, unnecessary arguments.
You've saved yourself a lot of stress.
I don't know why at this stage we should be talking or arguing about transparency. But for me, it should be absolute transparency.
Thank you very much. Funsha, thank you for calling us, and I cannot disagree with you.
Yeah, that was deep reasoning.
You save yourself a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Because when you keep hiding stuff, one day you'll sleep.
Like, you're always hiding something, you're deleting messages.
What kind of
life?
That sounds really stressful.
Coding.
I think, honestly, from this conversation, I don't think there's anything that you should hide. But then, you know, like I said in the beginning, you know, I don't think that, you know, you should also be able to like share secrets that other people share with you.
That's not fair.
I don't think that's okay.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Unless that person gives you permission to.
Yes.
Because at times when someone shares something with you, you think it's overwhelming, or the person might, you assume they're close to danger. Mm-hmm. They might not be immediately in danger.
What if somebody shares something about your spouse and says, please don't tell him more?
I don't understand.
So let's paint this scenario. Somebody sees your spouse, you know, in a very compromising situation.
Mm-hmm. Tells me and then
and say,
don't tell.
And comes to tell you and say, please, oh, I don't want trouble. Don't tell.
What's that?
No, wait. You're telling me, let me understand.
I'm not calling
me
wait, you saw my...
Does a person mean, don't tell your spouse that I told you?
Is yes, what they mean? Exactly.
Okay, that's fine.
I can still...
We can protect your identity. That is okay.
You'll be a whistleblower. According to whistleblower's report, we were seen as...
According to whistleblower's
yes, we can still manage that. But is it the other one of don't tell them about it? What am I supposed to do? Go fry plantain after you told me that?
Exactly. Oh what? Like, why did you tell me? What did you expect me to do?
I love plantain.
Yeah, that's why we should fry plantain.
Yeah,
like, I went online because I was just thinking, is there anything that you should actually hide from your spouse, mm-hmm. right? And I got to this site, marriage.com, that spoke about like a few things that you should keep from your spouse.
Oh, let's have it.
Yeah, all right. So I guess you guys can just tell me true or false if you agree.
Okay.
Like agree
okay.
or disagree,
okay.
right,
or
as I go.
Okay.
Well, we can say yes or no.
Okay, so these are 15 secrets you should forever keep from your lover.
Like even forever is
forever
there.
And ever is there.
Let's go.
Are you ready? Okay, the first one. Spare your partner the explicit details of your sexual history.
True.
No.
True.
Untrue.
No?
No.
You want to be telling them, okay, so when in my last relationship...
You want to miss your body count?
What's wrong with that?
You want to listen?
No, okay, that's okay.
No, you see, so it's not like I'm going to set a timer and say, let us sit down and let's start a review.
Uh-huh.
But if the conversation does come up, I'm going to be as true because...
Yeah,
hey,
if the conversation does
hide,
come up,
right?
You,
or if
you
the person
you probably
is interested,
your body count from 10 to
10. You don't lie, Nancy. That's
no,
not fancy.
You're not lying.
It's called downward review.
Yes. You are accepting you have a body count, but you're not just giving the total figures.
Why?
Why do you want to keep
so tell the truth?
The truth is you do have a body count. Let's leave it at that. Forget the numbers.
Drink water and
exactly
just knowing.
Yes. Anyway,
let's
I agree with you, Emimo.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one. Never let them know that you think their friend is attractive.
Me.
True.
Wrong.
True.
If you're with somebody like me that I'll see a girl and you saw me yesterday.
Yes.
I was just gushing about.
No, like
lady.
No. Like, okay, a male friend. Now.
I am saying that I always tell people when they look good. And
yeah.
I'm going to tell
I'm
you
not
that you
tell
look
him,
good.
I think your friend is hot.
No, I'm not going to be
or
telling
cute.
You. See, his friend will be there mm-hmm. when I would say it to the friend,
that
you look very good.
You look nice. I like what
see,
I see.
If you're going to be with me,
the
you
word
better
there
be comfortable.
Hot, not nice.
Yeah, but you're hot.
Hot or cute?
No, so hot. Is relative now because when you're saying you are hot, you are that's a step further
with
than,
all due respect.
Than just that's no longer
I'm
a simple compliment.
My spouse's friend is hot in front of him.
You say it behind him though.
Do you get you now say it behind
I'll say
him?
It in my
you're
chest.
Now keeping secrets.
I'll say it in my chest. It's between me and my chest.
But is it cute or not? Is it hot or not?
It's hot, but I just
when
I
you are
say
saying it or not saying it, remove his hotness.
Well, it's.
I think the problem is you might believe that saying that
would probably hurt him yeah,
in some way.
Yeah, because it will hurt me. I can't be standing with my friend and my husband goes, "Oh, your friend is hot." I'll be looking at him like,
"What do you think?" When
I know
where
you live, though.
If your husband tells you
I
that your friend
offensive.
Is hot.
See, me and my husband, we will both continue with that raising of your compliment. Like, yeah.
Yes, so she's
oh,
hot to die.
My personal.
That's it.
No. I'll be like,
yes, so.
Like, can't just.
No.
The babe fresh, no, where?
I will be telling him that the babe.
It's your friend, isn't he?
See, it's simple.
If
only,
I do
you're
that,
overthinking it.
My spouse will check, like, are you okay? Babe, are you sure everything is okay?
Like, should I be eating dinner?
Exactly.
I think all of us would be able to agree on number three. Don't disclose your secret personal behaviors.
No.
False.
From day one.
I don't
disagree. Disclose your secret
personal.
What could be your secret personal
behavior?
Because behaviors, like Yorubas would say, is just like smoke. You can't hide it.
Yes, you would know.
I really don't know any secret personal behavior. So like.
Like if you're bipolar.
They would know if you're bipolar.
They'll
yeah,
find
you can,
out.
Yeah, they'll know.
The fourth one, conceal your minor relationship doubts.
Mm.
Like wrong.
Wrong. Yeah, wrong.
Disagree.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Talk about
Hide your dislike for any of their family members.
No, talk about it, please.
I can partially agree, partially because again, people have different attachments to human beings. So the person you dislike, they might like. And individuals respond to this kind of, I don't like who you like, separately. So I'll give you the, I won't go all out to say, I totally just dislike this person. I don't want to see this person. I'm going to be diplomatic about it.
So that if you bring the person around me and I act a certain kind of way, you understand why I'm acting the way I'm acting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be disrespectful to the person, yeah. right? That's the family member. But if I act, if I'm not too nice, you know why I'm not too nice.
Yeah, I can tell you, your mother-in-law makes me uncomfortable.
Your mother makes me uncomfortable.
Did I say your mother-in-law?
Yeah. Wait, you're going to tell your husband, your mother makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to, what, fry you plantain?
Well, let him know now.
For what? For why? His mom should never come.
So that's keeping it a secret.
So no, I'm saying be diplomatic about it.
Yeah, be diplomatic about it.
But you agree.
There are certain things Momsi does I don't like.
That hurts
like
my
this and this. So when Momsi is around and she's doing that thing and I'm keeping a straight face, he knows why I'm keeping a straight face.
So you see, and I don't think you have to even sit him down. So if the Momsi is around and she does something, like,
you tell him, you say straight up, Madam, that's wrong. You want to last 2 days in that marriage.
Okay, she's like coming from cartoon world again.
Zed.
You know, but that's the part where I'm saying that you should marry a thoughtful person.
Yeah.
A thoughtful person cares about you to also read the room.
Yes.
Sometimes you're not saying everything, but they know you so much to know that, number one, you're not a bad person, but you might not like some things.
Yes.
Right? And they are accepted. You need to accept. It's difficult because this is your mom. It's just like somebody telling me, I don't like your mom.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be ecstatic and jumping because I know my mom, and in my reckoning, she's not a bad person.
Yeah, but you know your mom.
But I know my mom. You don't know my mom to the extent that I know her. So I have to give you some leeway.
I think the first secret to, you know, navigating through marriage is diplomacy. You have to be
very diplomatic.
Because the marriage and family politics that comes along with it is plenty.
In Africa?
Yeah. It's plenty.
I think the Nigerian politicians need
to learn.
To learn.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah. They are delegates.
What's the next one?
Do we have more?
Yes. Don't let them know about your dislike about something they can't change.
What can you not change?
Yeah. Good one.
Let's move on, Jerry.
Yeah.
Never say you like something better about your ex.
Never say that.
I agree.
Never I disagree.
You don't need to compare.
No,
it's not.
I disagree.
You're going to be telling hubby that,
See, I'm not saying for all of these matters. Yes.
And your ex used to be a very good fellowshipper.
Wait.
That's even one of them. Don't disclose that you had better fellowship.
Not in the sense of gushing over, oh, this person had
them. But you shouldn't even bring that up.
No, because let me tell you, I'm a very factual person. If I don't bring it up.
Hey. But are you getting the context of this?
Let me describe to you.
Kasala has burst.
You're going to tell your hub that your ex was an excellent fellowship leader.
No, again.
Oluwa.
What am I hearing?
Okay, again, not in the sense of we're going to set a Google Calendar, a meeting. Say, oh, let's have Zoom meeting and discuss. No, but I'm saying that in the fellowshipping.
Okay.
I'm going to graciously point you to the things that I have known are best for me. Yeah. And you would know without me saying the exact words that I knew these things because somebody else showed me.
Diplomacy.
But I would not tell you. I'll not be there managing and just cringing. And I'm essentially, the fellowship is not going down well with me.
Yes.
In my head, I'm not even seeing you. I'm seeing the ex. Mm. It's not good for me. It's not good for us.
Mm.
If we can't talk about it, you see, these are the things that.
But you're not going to voice verbatim.
No, so I'm not going to be saying, oh, you're behaving this way. My ex never used to know that's wrong.
Yeah.
But you're saying
we can chill now. We can chill.
We can chill.
We're worried for a second.
Okay. Never say that you wish they were more successful.
It depends on how you say it.
Ah. Yeah, it depends on how you say it.
Because you should look for that person's success. Yeah, and if you can contribute to it, you should point them toward it.
You say it in a way that will help them, you know, get to that success.
Yeah, I agree. If you cheated on
your last... Time is almost up, final one, that is.
If you cheated on your last lover, don't disclose that.
Oh, yours is your middle name.
Oh, yours.
We need to go right now. Thank you, Lagos, for hanging here with us. We're back on Monday from 10 a.m. on Monday.
Bye, Lagos.
Thank you, Lagos. We love you.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.